Lord, we come before you today and we lift our praises to you. You deserve our praises all the time. There is no time you are not worthy of praise. There is no time you are not worthy of thanksgiving. There is no time you are not worthy of our worship. Every time you deserve our worship. Every time you deserve our praise. Because your goodness doesn't have time. Your goodness exceeds time. And so because of that, even in good times and in bad times, we praise you. Because you are worthy of it. Whether we feel like it or not, we praise you. Because you are constant. Because you never change. It has nothing to do with what we feel and what we don't feel. It has everything to do with who you are and who you will continue to be. This is why we praise you. This is why we worship you. And when we lift our voice in worship to you, you do exploits. You do mind-blowing things. You do things that minds cannot comprehend. You heal. You restore. You bring back to life. When we give you thanks, even our mortal bodies are quickened. Our mortal bodies are quickened. Things change for the better. When we give you praise and we give you thanks, things work together for our good. This is why we praise you. In and out of season, we praise you. In good season, we praise you. Bad season, we praise you. Every season, we praise you. This is why we praise you. We feel up to it. We don't feel up to it. We come up with our praise to you. And in giving you that praise, you sort us out. You fix us. You mend us. You do the impossible. You do what eyes have not seen, what ears have not heard, what has not entered the heart of man yet. You do it when we give our praise to you. And so that's what we've come to do right now, Lord. We lift our praises to you. Wherever you are, lift your praise to him. Wherever you are watching from, lift your praise to him. Whether you feel like it, lift your praise to him. On that sick bed, lift your praise to him and see things turn around. This is how we fight. This is how we war in our worship. Unimaginable things happen. And so this is why we bless you. We praise you. We honor you. We adore you. We adore you because you deserve it. So whatever your situation is, lift your voice and bless your maker. God has not stopped doing good. We have just stopped praising him. God is always doing good, doing wonders. Faithful, faithful, faithful. His faithfulness knows no bound. He's faithful even to the unjust. He's a good God. He allows the sun to shine on both the bad and the good. He doesn't think the way we think. He's good. He's kind. He's merciful. He's amazing. And when we lift his name on high, he alone will do what only him can do. Nobody can do the things God can do. Nobody can take the place of God. Nobody can take the place of God. Nobody can take the place of God. This is why we worship him. This is why we put our trust in him. This is why we rely on him totally, completely. He's our God. We are his people. And we praise him. Wherever you are, in your office, praise him. At home, praise him. In the hospital, praise him. At school, praise him. Let everything within you praise him. Let everything within you praise him, because he deserves it. 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 Lord, we bless you. There is no one like you. You deserve. You deserve everything. You see, there is no one like you, Jehovah. There is no one like you. There is no one like you. There is no one like you, Jehovah. There is no one. on earth, oh Redeemer, there is no one like you. In heaven and on earth, oh my Father, there is no one like you. Hey, in heaven and on earth, oh Redeemer, there is no one like you. We say in heaven and on earth, oh my Father, there is no one like you.
Class A in heaven. No one can. any God like you.
I am never seen. I am never seen any God, oh. There is no one like you, oh. Only you are good, only you are kind, oh. There is no one like you. I bless your name. Roli abakusha tie nanos. Afuni masireko. I bless your name, Jehovah. There is nobody like you. There is nobody like you. Adani magbagbeni. Dani magbagbeni. Romani shefayati. There is no one like you. You never fail your oh no. You never fail your oh no. Those that trust in you are like Mount Zion. They can never be moved. I studied. You never fail your oh no. Or amanisha fire tiganan. I know. Oh, Ibiri Pojo Ikuda. You never feel your own. I've never seen any God like you. 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 Your kingdom is forever. Your rule is forever. Your reign is forevermore. I've never seen any God like you. I've never seen any God like you. I've never seen any God. Me, I've never seen any God like you. There will never be 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 any God like you. There will ever be, never be, never be any God like you. Oh, never, never. I never see any God like you. I never see any God like you. Is it the truth? It's truth. We will never find any God like you. We will never find any God like you. He is reigning. He is ruling even when things don't look like it. He is in charge. He is aware. He is not taken by surprise. He sees and he knows. He sees and he knows. This is why we worship him. He knows the beginning. He knows the end. He actually knows the end from the beginning. This is why I trust him. This is why I serve him. This is why you should trust him. This is why you should serve him. Omono, he knows the way. He knows it. He is in charge. With him, we can never miss our way. And scripture says that he inhabits the praises of his people. Even when your praise is not feeling like it, remember that God inhabits your praise. Even when you're giving a praise that is not up to it, remember that God does what? Inhabits.